A native Hoosier from South Bend, Indiana, Karen Keltner says she was bitten by the collaborative music-making bug early on in life. She began to take piano lessons at age 6, and the deal was she had to practice an hour a day.
They spent $50 on an old upright piano, and I had a good ear, but not much patience, and so when I hit a wrong note, my feet didn't touch the ground yet. I kicked the piano, and I cannot remember the months involved, but at least a year, and something clicked, and that piano all of a sudden became my friend.
That day marked, quite literally, the beginnings of a lifelong love affair with music. Years later, Karen had been made aware of the Utah Festival Opera here in Logan. She had been acquainted with Michael Ballum, the festival's director, at school while both were pursuing graduate degrees at the Indiana University School of Music.
And then we at San Diego Opera had also hired Michael to sing with us a few times, and he bailed me and the company out of a real problem once when we did a phenomenal production of The Lighthouse by Peter Maxwell Davies, and we lost our tenor. The fella pulled out like 10 days before rehearsal started, and Michael agreed to come. He's such a quick study and such a wonderful musician that when he then invited me to Utah Festival Opera, I didn't hesitate a bit because I knew anything Michael would be affiliated with would have a high degree of musicianship and integrity about what it does.
Going on her 18th season as a guest conductor for the festival, Karen is conducting two vastly different shows, Oklahoma and Les Mis.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I've got really two sides of a very important coin. With Oklahoma, audiences can expect a wonderful score of familiar to many audience members music of the early 40s. And we have a wonderful, wonderful singing, acting, dancing cast. So the singing is wonderful. And the singers themselves actually dance the very important end of first act ballet. That's never done in most companies and never was done on Broadway because it was esteemed that no singer could meet the physical demands of dancing.
On my own.
And Les Mis is kind of indescribable. You don't hear, one does not hear, an audience member does not hear and cannot hear, I don't think in any place but Logan these days, never heard on Broadway, in the case of Les Mis, the full orchestra in the pit playing the full score. We have the whole gamut in the pit. So already that gives a foundation and a pulse and a powerful support to what you're going to see and hear on stage.
Though being a conductor places one in a position of power, Karen says that, for her, that isn't what has made conducting so exciting and rewarding.
For me, Karen, it truly is the collaborative aspect of music making. I love working with other people. I think that together we can create things when we're all committed to the same goal. We can create something splendid, wonderful, inspiring, which alone, no one of us can create. And that's, for me, what has always been the allure of conducting and music making.
Oklahoma will be running until August 8th, followed by a final performance of Les Mis August 9th. For more information about these shows, visit our website at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.